This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7. Today I am speaking with Brenda Center about the Emmett Kelly Festival returning to Houston, Missouri. And good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. So, Emmett Kelly Festival is coming up. When is it being held?
It will be April 28th on Friday night and all day Saturday, April 29th.
So, you're kicking it off Friday night. What time and where at?
Well, it's really cool. We have a kindergarten circus, which will be celebrating its 40th year, and it will be at the Hyatt Gym, and our kindergartners actually put on a circus show. And then at 7 o'clock, the Stars Foundation, which many people are familiar with, will be doing a presentation of Willy Wonka Broadway. So that will be going on at the Melba on Friday night and also on Saturday night at 7.
And then, from what I can see, Saturday is when the Emmett Kelly Festival really kicks off, really starts going, and a lot of fun's going to be had. And it's starting off a little on the early side, but not too bad. Tell us about what's going on starting 9 a.m. on Saturday.
Well, we're doing a 5K, and that will be a run right there starting at the Lone Star Plaza. You can check in at 8. We have a fabulous T-shirt that a teenager in our art department has designed, so all the runners will get a dry fit T-shirt to wear. And then the race goes on, and at 10 o'clock we open the stage, and Sparky the Clown, who is the president of the World Clown Association, will be there presenting prizes to our runners. We'll be giving $100 cash prize to our fastest female and male. So that kicks off at the grandstand after the run on Saturday morning.
Well, it certainly sounds like there is going to be a whole lot of fun. And for people that might not realize, Emmett Kelly was a very famous clown performer for many years. Can you tell us a little bit about Emmett?
Yes. So Emmett claimed Houston, Missouri as his home. He was actually born in Sedan, Kansas, but moved to Houston when he was a young boy. And he lived near the railroad tracks. And he also was an artist and a gymnast. And he loved to draw. And he got connected in the circus in trapeze, but realized that wasn't really his thing, and he didn't want to be a French clown, which are the white-faced clowns, and he was very familiar with the hobos and the Great Depression, because that's when he grew up, and so he created the character Weary Willie, and ended up being a famous clown in the Barnum and Bailey Circus, was in a movie, The Greatest Show on Earth. And this year, we're celebrating 125 years of him being born in 1898. So Emmett even came to Houston. He was on television shows. So very, very famous clown. And we're proud to call him one of our founders in our town to make it special.
All right. Well, it certainly does sound like a very fun time. So if anyone wants to find out anything else, any more information about the Emmett Kelly Festival, who can they call?
They can call the City Hall, and the number in Houston is 417-967-3348, or check it out on the website, houstonmo.org.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
It's really going to be a fun day. Lots of food, vendors, inflatables, a great family day for anyone to come and bring their kids.
And where in the city of Houston is this going on? It'll
be downtown. There'll be a car show right off the area behind the downtown area by the welding school, but everything else will be downtown. There'll be a clown parade at 1 o'clock, and we're giving lots of prizes, and the Shriners are coming in. We've got clowns coming from out of state to be in our parade because we really like to clown around in Houston.
Well, hey, thank you so much for coming in yet again.
Thank you, Nate.